So why do I call these techniques torture techniques? We're talking about things like excessive heat, excessive light, darkness, sensory deprivation, isolation, blaring loud noise, religious humiliation, sexual humiliation, things like that. My understanding is all those things are barred by the United Nations Convention Against Torture. My understanding is all those things are barred by the ICCPR, the International Covenant on Civil and Political Rights. And my understanding is all of those techniques are barred by those agreements because they serve no purpose other than to inflict physical and mental harm on people. Mostly this is mental harm. And in my view, and I think the research supports this, as bad as physical torture is, psychological torture can, in the long term, be much worse, because if somebody breaks your leg or breaks your arm, you know, that can heal, right? It will heal. But if somebody breaks down your mind, you may never get it back. I mean, the psychological impact of torture tends to endure throughout people's lives. And if you talk to torture victims, that's what they'll tell you. So to me, it's clear that it's torture because it's an intentional effort to inflict harm on people. The emotional harm is enduring, and it doesn't have any basis other than an effort to make people suffer. And any intent to make somebody suffer, to inflict enduring physical or emotional harm on them, is torture.